Sunday night, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph. The Yom Shekorin Shlosha, on a Monday, on Thursday, Shabbos afternoon also, when you read three people to the Torah, and we had that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, and Ezra was Misakin what we're about to learn here, about three people and ten psukim. Ein Korin Pochos Me'asara Psukim. So Sif Aleph tells you that you read, no, there's a takana that three people get aliyahs. Okay? They have to read a minimum of 10 psukim. Vayadaber Ola min aminyon. The pasuk Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor counts as one of the 10 psukim. Rashi and Megillah, Mishnah Berurah brings it down here, says the words, Afal Pisha Ein Lemeidin Heimenu Klum. Now, Afal Pisha Ein Lemeidin Heimenu Klum means that we don't learn anything from there. We don't know what there is to learn out from there. But of course, every letter in the Torah, every word and every letter in the Torah is Shemos of Hashem, as Ramban writes. There's no extraneous word in the Torah at all. Nothing is there for literary, as a literary device. Rather, there are some Rashis that sometimes describe some psukim as a literary device. But that's just a literary device. It means on the level of pshat, it's a literary device. But certainly, the Torah is Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every letter that's there incorporates the secrets of the universe and of existence itself and of Hashem. So when Rashi says Ein Lemeidim Imenu Klum, means on the level that we learn Torah, we don't really know what there is to learn from the Psukim Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. Okay, so just shout in that Rashi. The Solik Inyana, the truth is that if the Inyan is finished and you've lain the complete Inyan, then the Basar Me'asara Psukim, you can get away with less than 10. Now every person needs 9, needs 3 Psukim. So you're really dealing with the difference between 9 and 10 Psukim. Because each person for sure needs 3. So there has to be a minimum of 9. Now the Takana is to have a minimum of 10. One person's going to read 4 Psukim, but the din is that if it's Solik in Yana, if you read a complete Inyan, then you could have the minimum of 9, meaning 3 each. And we have that on Purim, when you read Parshas Amalek, Shein Bo Elatisha Psukim, but it's a complete story, Vayavo Amalek, till, right, L'chamal Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor, so that's 9 Psukim, so that's good. Now that's interesting that the Mechaber should say that. In Hilchos Purim, the Mechaber says to repeat the last pasuk, that there's a minute to repeat the last pasuk in order to read 10 psukim. And the Ramah there says that there's no need to repeat the last pasuk, you could just read 9 psukim. So the Neisar Kalim explained that reading the last pasuk twice was just a minhag. It wasn't indeed a way of reading 10 psukim. If you would really need 10 psukim, then reading the last pasuk wouldn't help. It's just that they developed a minute to read the last pasuk twice. That's all the Mechaber means. But you see here, the Mechaber says explicitly that you don't really have to. Okay. The Mechaber says here what the Ramah says in the Pesukim.
The
Balkari
only knows 4 lines. It says 4 lines 3 times.
What do you mean 4 lines?
How does it help? You see it in the same pasuk.
It really doesn't. That's my point. And you see from this Mechaber that he holds that you really could read just 9. Mishnah Berurah, Issa de Gemara. Now everything has Ramazim. The idea of 3 aliyahs, and the idea of 3 psukim each person, and the idea of 10 psukim in total, is all, it corresponds to this and to that. You read the Gemara Megillah, the 10 psukim corresponds to the 10 halalukas, or to the 10 bayomers, the 10 Masha Bandivra Olam. Everything is very laden or pregnant with meaning. Isa the Gemara Shadifkan Kenegat Asaros Hadibros, O Kenegat Asara Ma'amoro, Shabar Nivra Olam, Vayin Shemod. There's other reasons given, the 10 Halalukas in the 5th Halaluka, Min HaMinyan, Haynu Abubishayin, the Megdim Imenu Shub Chiddish, Vadabar Hashem Moshe Lemur counts, Zayn Parshas HaMolek Shikarim Bapurim, L'Rotzo Chazal L'Hosav Aleim Ezo Psukim. They could have structured the laming that you start before, or you go further into Parshas Yisro. They didn't want to. So the Mishnah Berurah says why. Why didn't they want to? Why didn't they maneuver that you're reading 10 psukim like always? So it's a very interesting remez. You would think, and I always thought, because, you know, it's a very complete story and it's for him. What are you going to read before and read afterwards for? But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a reason why they structured them. Tosfos says that's why you get away with 9 psukim. The words of the Mechaber are taken from Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining further. Why did they rely on that terrace? Why did they rely on that why did they rely on the fact that it's a complete Indian and have 9 psukim? They could have easily maneuvered to have 10 psukim. Like, what's the big deal? So there's a remez here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down l'rameis v'neisha amole goram lios Hashem b'hakisei choser, the idea of ki yod al kes ko, that ain kiso sholem, the ain shmo sholem, achi mochel zaro shalamolek. So it's a remez, like we read like it's an incomplete laning. Reading only 9 psukim instead of the normal 10 is also a way of expressing this thought that, so to speak, like Kriyas HaTorah is incomplete as long as Amalek's around. That's the remez. Okay. But you're reading 10 psukim.
But it doesn't matter if you repeat.
No, that's each aliyah. We're talking about just repeating the last pasuk
in that aliyah to make it count.
Here, each person is reading that day's korban. So each aliyah makes sense. Each aliyah is reading each aliyah is reading that day's korban. Here, you're just gratuitously repeating the last pasuk to reach the number of 10. You're not really gaining anything. Okay, Sif Beis and Korinim Kolecha Tokos B'Shloshim Psukim. Each person has to read a minimum of 3 Psukim. Now, our minig, we read Tosheni. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. They used to read 10 Psukim, Why do you have to make the Tzibur, they used to read the minimum. And the people getting the Aliyah used to read. So, it wasn't so, defined and structured like nowadays. So sometimes the person got the first aliyah lane 4 psukim, and sometimes the second person lane 4 psukim, and sometimes the third person lane 4 psukim. We don't have any of that. We are told what to lane. But anyway, that's where the Mechaber is coming from. Shnayim Korin Shlosha Shlosha, each one, two of them read 3, and one of them read 4. The Ezumem Shkari Arba, whichever one Chapsarain and reads the 4, that's an oiskahalt in a way of doing it. In other words, if the first one reads 4, the Gemara says that's okay, because we find that the one that goes first is the more kosher. The middle one reads 4 is the menorah, where you see the center one was like the kosher's the candle. And the last one is Malin B'Kodesh Vein Moridin. So it has a pshat in Jewish thought that the last one should be the most kosher aliyah. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow night, Lina, that nowadays all of this is not Nageya. We follow what it says in the Siddur. Okay.